Let's get back to the calls here, BT. Before we do that, Frank from Rails, you know, Frank the chef from Rails, big
How's he feeling, by the way?
Good.
Surgery's doing all right,
Frank? It's nice of you to ask. Thank you. He's good to go. I was texting with him a little bit last night. Big Yankee fans. So
during
the game.
Yeah.
He's up and at him with the knee, doing the rehab here. He chimed in. He goes, with Volpe, he wouldn't have had to slide if he got the hit in the bottom of the ninth.
Attaboy,
Frank.
Yeah,
that's what we like.
Hey, stop giving Sal ammo, Frank. What
he's
are you doing here, man?
Fan,
well,
Frank,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But he's giving you ammo.
Well, he's being real with it.
Well, he almost hit one over the 410-foot fence in center field. He just missed it.
Well,
it's funny. He's not getting a half a point for almost. It is funny, though. I said to Colt watching the game, I said, that's one of the problems with Volpe. I said, he just doesn't have the power to go where the big boys hit. That ball was hit pretty well.
But then pound the ball to right center and right field.
That's what we've always said. As soon as he hit it, I'm like, maybe a double, maybe if it carries, but he can't make a living going to that. He hit it well, but he can't make a living going to center field.
See, I think he's too good for this.
He is.
He's too good to have this. He's going to be hitting one under 200 before you know it.
He's hitting 150 or so in the last month and a half. Yeah. Like, it's a long extended malaise. He's in a rough spot.
He's got the bat speed. Like, pound the ball to right field.
I know.
Hit line drives to right center. Anyway, it was a terrific slide. BT and Sal.
Uncle John texted you?
No, I haven't heard from Uncle John, actually.
Surprised he didn't tune in on those little Metsies yesterday.
I told you.
We'll get to.
Maybe just because he knew he was getting the message. I was just been ignoring him. But he stopped after the Mets beat the Yanks 2 out of 3 over the weekend. And his end was fire Blake, fire Boone, this team, you know, all that.
They didn't want to sell to
him? No, he didn't go that far. What do you think? He's nuts. BT and Sal, the fan, 888-808-1019. The number to call. Eric is in Rivervale, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
BT and Sal, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's happening, buddy?
Happy Friday to you guys, man. You guys are too freaking funny. We're arguing over slides between the Mets and the Yankees. That's where we've gotten with Volpe. I mean, let's give the guy like a little. Let's give him the flowers for a moment, right? The guy's got an OPS of like 580, and he's batting 200. So, like, all right, he got the slide in. No, let's give him some props. But I called because I think I completely agree with where you're at, BT, as a Yankees fan here. I mean, this is finally some positive juju for these guys, and I think, you know, there are times to certainly vent our frustrations and be upset with where the Yankees are. Now it's not it. I mean, coming off of that win last night, which was the biggest of the season by far. But also, I think, you know, and Sal, you touched on this a little bit. I think it's also coming off of what were some really great moves this week by the organization, right? Obviously, DFAing DJ LeMahieu, which is, you know, should have been done a year ago, moving, you know, folks to the right positions. But also, I thought what was great was to hear from Cashman that they're all in right now, right? Like, they're going to go to town were his words, right? Which is not usually what we hear from Brian Cashman. Usually
that.
We hear platitudes, right? And we hear platitudes like, oh, we're going to get Heel back. So that's like, you know, that's another acquisition. It's like, that was not what he said. So it does feel like we're finally moving in the right direction going into a series that is a huge one with the Cubs this weekend. I mean, if we could, you know, we got our aces going, we got, you know, Freed going, and then we got Rodon going. If we could take 2 out of 3, go in, you know, on a homestand 5 out of 6 going into the All-Star break, that's where you want to be. And then who knows? We roll the dice for the rest of the season and hopefully get into the dance and they can do something. But it's exciting, finally, you know, the Yankees are doing what they need to be doing.
It is. It's the word I used the other day, I don't know if it was yesterday or the day before, whatever, it all blends together, was refreshing. Refreshing that the Yankees have made these moves. That, to me, is more important than the wins. Obviously, you need the wins, win the division, all that stuff. And I can't wait to see the Yankees and Toronto go out of the game. Like, hopefully the Yankees playing at a different level, whatever. We'll see how that plays out here. But the fact that they moved Jazz back to second, such a simple fix.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of LeMahieu, two of the easiest fixes they can make. Continue with Dominguez atop the order. Like, those are three things that were easy fixes. They made them, and then they go out there and have the three wins in the fashion that they've had them. You have to feel great as a Yankee fan right now.
I do. I really do feel good today. Last night was a lot of fun. And the other thing, too, with Clark Schmidt going down now, the Jazz stuff and the DFA of DJ, those are permanent things, which are great. No disrespect to DJ. But even with Clark Schmidt going down, this might prove to be a more temporary respite from some of the anguish that Yankee fans were feeling for a while. But even Cam Schlittler coming out. I mean, this week has been very interesting for the Yankees. You got a kid who's 6'5", 6'6", throws 98, 99 on the average fastball. You know, I'm not going to geek you up with the scout talk. Just watch him. I mean, the guy, now, he gave up a couple of home runs. He's not going to be perfect. I'm not saying he's going to walk in here and be, you know, Roger Clemens. But at least on the surface, there's a viable alternative right now for Clark Schmidt. And I did have a conversation yesterday with somebody in the Yankees organization about the plan for Luis Gil. So I've got some specifics for you. Would you like to hear him?
Yeah.
All right. So he's going to pitch on Sunday at AA Somerset. And they've got him on a pitch count, obviously, right around 45 or so. It's either 3 innings or 45. From there, they've already got it mapped out where it's at least 3 to 4 more starts that they've already committed to. I don't have the dates, but they obviously spread it out starting after Sunday. And then the only organizational decision that they really need to make is, as they build him up incrementally, and they're not sure of the answer yet. This is the point. Will they wait till he's up to 85, 90 and then bring him? Or will they wait till he's up to 70-ish and then bring him here as a leap of faith and let him figure out the final 5 or 10 pitches at this level? But everybody knows he's going to Somerset. That's well known. But 3 or 4 more starts after that, he's going to be back in 3 weeks. With no setbacks, he's coming.
Which will be huge for the rotation. The pitching, we said this the other day, the pitching to me was the only question mark with the Yankees. I trusted the offense will be okay through the regular season. We'll find out about the pitching, assuming they're going to add multiple arms, whether it be in the rotation and or the bullpen.